Mornings with Pat and Amy for Tuesday, April 21st, 2020. On today's show, Dinosaur Barbecue is done with delivery apps. Those emotional, I know, the scandal. Those emotional COVID commercials every company is doing. Yeah, we're going to have our own little version of that. My kid won't stop yelling at me and my wife, which is great. And the good news in the world, of course. First, I mean, good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's kind of going on in the world today? I saw some stories I thought we should talk about. So hit me with one. Let's go.
All right. Well, I can do that. How about Georgia? Apparently, they're already reopening things like theaters, massage therapy centers, bowling alleys. But they are encouraging social distancing while going there.
I have a question.
Yes.
Miss Amy.
I have an answer.
How do you social distance while getting a massage?
That is a phenomenal question.
I mean, you're encouraging social distancing, but you're getting a massage, or you're getting your nails did,
or maybe everybody's wearing masks.
I mean, yeah, probably, but still.
I mean,
it's not relaxing, is it?
No.
It doesn't seem very relaxing to me. I don't know. Theaters, you know, usually kind of sit close. I mean, I guess they have to limit capacity, is how they're doing it.
And they probably would have, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they had rows blocked off.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, just trying to keep people as far apart as possible.
And, like, every movie theater I go to now, I don't know about you, but they always have assigned seating. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I've seen stuff where you've had to, like, register online.
Yeah.
Before, which is, what happened to the good old, I'm going to sneak in the back door and just grab a seat wherever.
I mean, you probably still could, but still, I got that assigned thing going, which is fine, but I guess they could assign people to be far away from each other. So it's not necessarily, I kind of like that for movie theaters in general. That way I don't get the seat kicker behind me or the person on the phone in front of me. That sounds great. So if we could have social distancing at movie theaters all the time, I'd appreciate that.
Also, question. They're opening up these places. Are they going to be required to wear masks? And I ask because have you seen the classic pandemic movie Outbreak? From the mid-90s.
I have, as a matter of fact, yes.
Was the mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember a little scene in that movie where they're in a movie theater and the guy coughs? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I can think of.
Well, and people do. They cough and they hack during movies all the time.
And they talk and they're eating stuff. And, like, how are you going to eat with a mask on?
Right. So I don't get it. They're probably not caring because it's Georgia. I guess here's the thing. I think that this is probably somewhat how we'll do it in the Northeast eventually, just not yet. Of course, it's not as bad in Georgia, I guess, than it is here, but still. So eventually this is probably kind of how it will be. So we'll see how that goes. Good luck to those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll also be able to get coronavirus tests at some Wegmans locations around the state. Wegmans, always at the forefront.
Isn't that great?
Including the James Street location in Syracuse, which is the closest one to me, the Johnson City store in Binghamton, Amherst Street in Buffalo, Alberta Drive in Amherst, and East Avenue in Rochester.
And that's brilliant because you'll go get your COVID shot, then go get your cold med, then go get all the things you wanted to eat anyway, which is, because I had to go to the doctor yesterday.
Well, not
the doctor. I had to go to get a prescription. I haven't been feeling good. My asthma's been killing me. So they gave me a steroid to kind of kill all the inflammation and that sort of thing. So I had to go to Wegmans, and I'm like, okay, well, I got my mask on, got my gloves on, I'm here. I mean, I might as well pick up some things. I mean, while I'm sitting here, get the cold meds, sure, but I mean, I got to go get me some of that Skinny Pop. You ever have Skinny Pop? That stuff's magical popcorn.
I mean, I've seen it. I'm a connoisseur of popcorn, and that's not one of my favorites.
Well, you're just wrong. That's how that note's fine. You know, I mean, Oreos had to be purchased. What do you want? I mean, things have to happen. Sick food,
yeah. Oh, God.
The essentials had to happen. Mm-hmm. So I think that's brilliant that they're doing that. Awesome.
It is. Actually, speaking of food, Dinosaur Barbecue. Ditching third-party delivery apps like Grubhub and DoorDash. And owner John Stage said that they have a very rocky weekend with lots of messed up orders. So that's probably why they did that. And apparently it's been a huge problem for them for a while, but it eventually got so bad that they're done with it. And they're going to offer curbside pickup for now.
I kind of wondered how that would go. Because you ever You ever ordered from something like, and I don't have any problem with Grubhub or Uber Eats or DoorDash, but you ever ordered from them and something was wrong?
Like I've never ordered from them ever.
If you do and it's wrong, like you're just kind of screwed. Because if you call the restaurant, they're like, I don't know what to tell you. They picked it up and they sent it to you. Like, what? We don't know. And if you call DoorDash, it's a 1-800 number. If you get someone, it's a miracle. And you're not going to get the driver because the number changes out as soon as they're done delivering to you.
What if this probably happens? What if the drivers are snacking?
They could
on other people's food. I wouldn't be. I doubt it happens all the time, but I bet it has happened.
Probably. I mean, a lot of times it comes in a tied bag, but not always.
Oh. That's because they probably die once they're done rifling through your food.
Probably. man, we had Chipotle last night. We had Chipotle delivered.
We did too.
Did you? It was delicious.
We had it yesterday for lunch.
Oh my god, it was so good. It was so good, especially when you're sick. It's all those veggies and stuff. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I don't eat veggies from there.
Yeah, but you know, I do because I'm a giant hippie. So what do you want from me?
So everyone's like, oh my god, Chipotle is so healthy. And I'm like, really? Is it? Because not what I order.
Because you got the pig with queso and extra queso and cheese and
no,
salsa.
Not the queso, but.
No, not the queso. You're not getting the queso?
No, I don't like the queso. The queso is...
Are you high? You don't like the queso.
I really sincerely wish I were,
so
but
wait,
no.
So when you go to... Do you ever go to Moe's?
Welcome to Moe's. I've only been like twice.
And you didn't get the queso at Moe's?
No.
Because the queso at Moe's is literally... It should be illegal in 9 countries. It's that good.
I could say the same thing. Yeah, the queso at La Fagata's on the Outer Banks is amazing too, but like what?
What do you got against cheese? What's wrong with you not liking cheese?
Nothing. I'm pretty sure it's an entire food group unto itself. So yeah.
I love it. All right.
So we had a little coronavirus scare at my house this past weekend, and new research suggests that a lot of people have had the coronavirus without any symptoms.
Good.
And while that's good news, it also means it's impossible to know who around you may be contagious. And the CDC says that 25% of infected people might not have symptoms.
And that was so, when I talked to my doctor yesterday and they prescribed that, they said, well, you might have COVID-19. Do you have a fever? And I said, no. They said, okay, it's really, we've been noticing, and this is a big allegedly, they've been noticing that if you have a fever, that's when it's super serious. A lot of people have it and don't have a fever. But then a lot of people have the other crud that goes around this region of the world, too, this time of year. So
it seems like the symptoms just run the gamut. Like you can have one of them. You can have all of them. You can have none of them. And so that's why we panicked. Like, you know, you check one or two of those boxes and like, OK, it's time to freak out now.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, I'm checking. I've got the asthma thing going on. I got the heavy breathing. Like, I've woken up the last few nights, including last night, with when I was having trouble breathing. Like, not horrible, not so much that I couldn't get air, but you know, where with asthma, your stuff restricts, and it's been awful. And by the way, nothing will make you feel more out of shape and fatter than when you can't breathe. Which is great for my diet bet, which is not going well right now because I'm
okay.
Sick.
We're only halfway through. We still have time. We can still pull. I think I'm close to quote unquote winning my bet.
Yeah.
But
okay. Good.
It's
good.
Still not. It's not where I wanted to be. But we can talk about that later.
Yeah, sure. I am too. Why not? Okay.
apparently, the millions set aside to help small businesses with loans was soaked up by major chains and corporations before mom and pop shops could even apply.
See, Shake Shack gave back $10 million they got for some reason. Like, and I know we don't have Shake Shack here in this part of the country, or at least not, you know, in upstate anyway, that I know of. But yeah, they got, you know, they're a major chain. They got $10 million in this loan program. And they're a major chain. And it's supposed to be for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these corporations and stuff doing what they do, getting all that money, being douchebags. So now they have to like figure out, okay, how are we going to do this differently? Because they all got it first and they all have lawyers. So they knew how to file things before, you know, the guy who owns the pub down the street, who's like, okay, I'm going to go out of business if I don't get this loan. He doesn't know what to do. They've already filed for all of it. And that suck.
Speaking of like loans and, well, I don't know. Loans made me think of unemployment. How do they determine how much you make for unemployment?
Your taxes. your taxes and what your employer, I think your I could be very wrong about this, and our listeners, you can tell us on the Facebook.
Please correct him if he's wrong.
Yell at me. I'm pretty sure, because your employer, I think, has to approve your unemployment to get it, which they almost always do, because they don't want to be sued. But they have to, I think, divulge what you make, what you were making, that sort of thing.
Because I got a thing in the mail yesterday showing me that it doesn't mean I've been accepted for unemployment, because it turns out I don't need unemployment, because guess what? I'm still employed, which I didn't realize at first. But it says that for unemployment, I would make like a third. No. Yeah, like a third of what I was.
It's a lot less. It's significantly less.
Yeah, I didn't
realize
that.
Like I'm making not even. I mean, I got for some reason I got the extra $600 that they're giving out.
Yeah, I've heard other people saying that too.
It's just part of the stimulus that they did. I didn't ask for it. I didn't do anything. I just suddenly am getting this. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. I just get it. But I was getting
doing something right.
It must be. But I think I was getting like maybe 40% of my pay, maybe.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, that's just how that works. And it kind of, I know, it really does.
Which is funny when people that, you know, say stuff like, oh, well, you're sitting at home making more on unemployment. And it's like, well, that's not necessarily the case for everybody. So
yeah, it kind of depends. Like, honestly, though, right now, because of the $600, I'm making more than I did when I was working, which is odd. I understand. Please know. I understand that is temporary, and that's, I'd rather have a job, because I know
obviously
that's permanent, you know what I mean? So if I got a job tomorrow, cool.
And but also don't look a gift horse in the mouth either, because you got another baby coming. Like, let's just roll with it. We're going to roll with it.
That's the thing. Roll with it. I mean, this is what your taxes pay for, is programs like this, and whether you like them or not, that is what they do. So, I'm fine with it right now. I'm saving it, though. I'm putting it aside, because we have this baby coming in June. And it's like, well, what happens if I don't have a job by then? And what, you know, my wife's going to go on leave, and that's 60% of your pay. So, you know, it's gonna be a hit. So I've been saving up slowly but surely to make sure we have something in there just in case. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So something, by the way, that I noticed about, speaking of big corporations and stealing all, you know, doing all this stuff. Have you noticed that every big corporation right now are doing these emotional emo COVID-19 commercials?
Oh, every single company. That's all that's on TV. Like, you can't escape. This is why I'm watching Netflix. Like, you cannot escape from real life watching TV, because that's all you're seeing.
Every other commercial is and it's got that a sad, emotional, maybe inspirational, but it's like that slow beat music, and you're like, okay, great. And they're like, you will be here when the world comes back. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
And something about being together. So I wanted to put together a commercial for a friend of mine who owns a very thriving business in Buffalo that I thought we'd all appreciate. So hopefully you'll get to listen to this and find it entertaining.
Okay.
We're in this together. And someday, those happy times together will be back again. Birthdays, reunions, the big game, weddings, and that spontaneous get-together. But when the time comes, know that Big Pat's Crap Shack is here for you. Whether you need a porta potty for one or for 70,000 drunk assholes at the Bills game, Big Pat's Crap Shack will be waiting. So you can drop a deuce in public and get back to doing what we all miss, being together. Big Pat's Crap Shack. On the World Wide Web at www.bigcrapsaremything.org.net.ca. Go Bills.
I don't know if the producer of that commercial realized that we don't say www dot anymore.
Well, here's a fun fact. Local clients on radio stations do. So,
do they?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. So,
that'll tack an extra 4 seconds onto that 30-second spot. You might want to cut it.
Yeah, that was like 41 seconds. It totally broke all the rules when it comes to radio. Anyway, check out Big Pat's Crab Shack. My kid won't stop talking crap back to both of us, and I've about had it with the, hey buddy, can you go wash your hands? And he'll go, excuse me? And I'll go,
oh.
And he'll be like be in the middle of playing with like, I don't know, Magna Tiles or something. Yeah, can you go wash your hands? Because he just, he'll like eat cookies and he'll have, because kids can't possibly do things not messy. Can you just go wash your hands in the thing? I don't want to. I'm busy right now.
I know,
buddy, but I just need you to go wash your hands. And I do it like this. I mean, I'm really not, you know, I just need you to go wash your hands. Just, oh, fine. And then he stomps on the ground and marches away. I'm like, okay. And this has been, mm-hmm. this has been almost every, it could be the simplest of requests. It could be anything. And he just, it's just been, excuse me? Don't say that to me. And then you'll say, buddy, you're going to get in trouble. You're in trouble.
Oh my.
Which let me tell you, with a dad right now who really has nothing else going on, it's fine. I'm like, okay, well, why don't you, because my reaction has been, you tell me if this is good or bad. My reaction has been, hey, why don't you just go to the corner of the couch and just sit there for a bit and think about why that was wrong and calm down. And he'll march over there and do it. And then he'll calm down. He'll be fine. And then, you know, we'll be back at it. But I don't know if that's the right approach.
Not my approach, but it's not a bad approach.
My wife's approach now is go to your room. When am I coming down? Yeah, when I tell you to. Go up to your room and be quiet. Like, she's just done. She is pregnant.
Yeah.
She is working her butt off. She's working from home, but she's working her butt off. And she's done. So she's just like, go to your room, sit there, shut up. So
it's very reminiscent of what's going on at my house, as a matter of fact, with a 7-year-old girl child who's not going to live to see 8 at the rate that we're going.
You brought her into this world,
so
Amy.
Much. I grew you from scratch with just a tiny little bit of help. I birthed you into this world, and I'm going to murder you if you don't stop.
What is kind
of love her so much.
Oh, of course. No, we love her kid. I mean, you know. But what has she been saying? What has she been doing that's been driving you crazy?
It's almost, she has been doing some similar things as to what your son's doing. Mm-hmm. And like, the response after we are done saying something, when there's no need for a response.
Yes.
When your response is either yes, ma'am, or no, sir, and you immediately do what you are told to do.
Yeah.
There has been stomping. There has been slamming of doors. Doesn't help that my husband likes to tease her and get under her skin.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Which okay. I'm trying to teach her, honey, he's trying to mess with you. Mm-hmm. By you reacting, you are giving him what he wants. Oh. And it's the same thing. Which is hilarious that my 37-year-old husband and my 5-year-old son do the exact same thing to her to get a rise out of her.
Wow.
Yeah, just goes to show that men don't grow up. So.
No, we don't. We stay about 13, 14 years old at best the rest of our lives.
Exactly.
And it never gets better. Boy, the teen years are going to be fun in your household.
Glorious.
With that little girl. I know what's going on, and it's right. They're just cooped up, and they're tired of being cooped up.
I'm cooped up. I'm tired.
I know. They don't care about you. So,
yeah, they don't.
They don't.
No one cares. Mommy's crying in the bathroom because I've had enough of this home freaking schooling. No one cares.
Do you ever? I don't know if you've ever thought about this. I've always said to my wife that when he goes to college someday, my revenge is going to come in hilarious fashions to him. Like when he goes away, if he goes away and he goes to college and he's like living on his own, I'm just going to show up at like 6 in the morning on a Saturday.
No, you're not.
And I'm just be like, I'm hungry. Can we cuddle?
No, you're not going to do that because you're going to be busy living your life to the fullest after you've raised that child and sent him, kicked that baby bird out of the nest, and he is flying, and you're going to be at home with your wife, enjoying your alone time. Well, yeah. Russian came out. I don't know what happened.
Here's the thing. That is living my life. That to me sounds wonderful.
Oh, actually, no, that's actually not going to be the case. Why? Because you're still going to have a kid at home.
That's true. I'll get her in on it because there will be quite an age difference.
You know, save it. I say save it because when he has a kid, my mom just said she sent me a little book, and it said in the book, nothing brings you more joy than watching your children raise teenagers. So, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right? And they're going to... That's the thing. Like, they're just going to... Because we were all awful. I mean, we were all awful.
as a whole, yes, but there's the amount of times that my mother has just looked at me with this smile on her face, like she's just going, uh-huh, mm-hmm. You see, this is you. This is you in tiny version, two of them. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
My dad has done that to me a million times. He's like, ha, look, it's you.
Look at you.
Look how you're doing that. Yeah, I live with that. Hey, son, ask me if I feel sorry for you. Go ahead, ask me. Ask me if I feel sorry for you at all. Guess what? Don't. Don't feel sorry for you. God. Love you. Don't feel sorry for you. Right? This is what we have to look forward to.
We're going to be like, this is what I wanted. I wanted children.
Right. Me too.
This is what I wanted. This is my dream. This is not living the dream. I don't feel like this is living the dream right now. But I also didn't intend on homeschooling my children.
No.
So that completely takes... oh my God.
We didn't think a pandemic would be here where they'd be stuck. I mean, look, it's hard for them. And it's hard for us. Of course, it's hard for us.
Yes.
But, you know, we have a thing called wine and liquor that we can, uh-huh. that we can soothe coping, that with.
Coping mechanisms.
Right. Which if you have a problem with alcohol, make sure you go to AA. But, all kidding aside, we have other things we can do. They are stuck with us and stuck with our rules. And it's got to be frustrating for them a little bit, but holy crap. Just here, the thing that we can't get past is, Bud, all you got to do is do the thing. I've said this to him, Bud, I just legitimately ask you to do something and I ask you to do it nicely. And it isn't a big deal. And all I need you to do is do it. That's all. If you do it, we're good. And he starts, I'm like, yeah. See how you're throwing a fit? You're throwing a fit right now. Don't throw a fit. Like logic doesn't even work because he's five. Of course it doesn't. So. Yeah. I've tried not to lose my temper because I know that that's not the best thing to do. But honestly, it's not like I haven't. And it's not like I think every parent's in that situation. I think every parent that's ever been like, we never raise our voice to little Adrian.
Are you kidding me? My neighbors across the street know what I sound like.
Your neighbors three blocks away probably know what we sound like.
I was patient for so long, and then I finally. Well, the other thing that's happening at my house is the interrupting. Mm-hmm. Like as you're trying to say something, then interrupt. And I went, "Would you act this way for Mrs. Gilling?" Like, no.
And the answer is no, but they're still going to act like that toward us, aren't they?
But I shrieked. I was just like, "We want to do this at school. Stop!" Mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
Our teachers have been really good about just saying, "Hey, you may not get all this stuff done, and that's okay." Just whatever you can get done, Louis, just get that done, you know?
But it sounds like his teachers have given you do ABC, right?
Yeah.
A, B, C, D on a daily basis.
Yep.
My second graders' teachers haven't done that. Mm-hmm. It's like a free-for-all almost. And I'm like, well, I'm not a teacher. And Mm-hmm. So if I had a list to follow, say, you know, that would be wonderful. But that's not really what's happening. It's happening with my son's teachers. I adore them. They're wonderful. But I'm a little frustrated with how second grade is going at my house.
I got you. Yeah, we have a detailed daily plan. Literally.
That's amazing. That's what Henry has.
And it's good. I mean, it's good. But it's also so much. And it's like impossible. And, you know, he's not been feeling like yesterday we got nothing done. Today I'm hoping to get some stuff done because we weren't feeling good. And that just happens. Plus, they would have had a spring break by now. But mm-hmm. What are you going to do? I don't know what the right answer is on how to discipline them and get this. I think it's just continue to be patient and take breaks, which is easy to say and super hard to do. Mm-hmm. But I think that's all you can do.
You know, some terminology that I have learned since working at a school district, which I at first thought that the teacher was misspeaking when she said this, but she would say that behavior is unexpected.
Oh.
And I was like, do you mean unacceptable? No, unexpected. It's an unexpected behavior. You need to do what is expected.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, listening without talking back, you know, doing what you're told the first time mm-hmm. by you yelling, that is unexpected. So that's something that, which is hilarious because I will sometimes use that. My husband will look at me and be like, okay.
Like, wait, do you listen, use it on him? Because he probably does things that is unexpected. I know I do all the time. So
I have it on him, but I might give it a shot. You never know.
It'd be fun. I'm going to try that. I think that's a good advice. Yeah, that's good advice.
Exactly. Give it and please report back. I would love to tell my teacher friends that I'm passing along their little nuggets.
I will. And when he yells at me, you're unexpected, I'll also tell you about that.
Okay, perfect.
The good news is, seems like the curve is flattening. That's good news. It doesn't seem like it's getting worse, so hopefully it keeps going down. And
keep up the good work, peeps. Keep up the good work.
Especially our essential workers, as we always like to give you all shout-outs. So we begin with Jennifer and all the ladies at Flum Eye Institute. I don't know what you do in an eye institute, but I bet you it involves eyes. And I bet you it's important. So Jennifer and all the ladies and men and everybody over there, thank you for everything you do. Cynthia Ann at the Canandaigua VA. Yes. Veterans,
we appreciate you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We definitely appreciate you, and that's usually a mess. So thank you, Cynthia Ann, for everything you all do over there. Thank you. And Beth at Van Hook Service Company. Not sure what Van Hook Service Company does, but they service things. So Beth, again, thank you so much, and thank you for working through all this, and we appreciate all of you essential workers out there.
Uber is giving 10,000 free rides to healthcare workers and first responders at four Buffalo hospitals, Kaleida Health, Catholic Health, ECMC, and Roswell Park, that will receive $250,000 in free rides to help healthcare workers get around safely. That's amazing.
A lot like Pat's Crab Shack. Uber has one of those emotional those emotional commercials for the COVID-19s. But they're actually, I kind of liked what they did, though. They said, please don't get a ride with us right now.
Is that what they said? Yeah, I didn't even notice.
They did, because it's true. I mean, they really, unless you really need to because you're an essential worker, please don't ride with them right now, because holy crap, we don't need that. And an anonymous donor paid the water and sewer bills of every single resident at Fortville, Indiana, from the month of April. The town let everyone know on Facebook. What a Facebook meant. You probably thought it was a scam if you got it on Facebook, but it's true.
Wow.
The total donation was over $210,000.
Which begs the question, how many people live in Fortville, Indiana? But just out of curiosity.
Keep talking. Let's find out. Hold on.
It's Fortville, Indiana.
Fortville, Indiana.
Because, yeah, I mean, 210,000, that's a lot of money, obviously, but that's not, doesn't seem a lot for all the residents.
4,077.
Okay, so not a ton, but still wonderful.
Still. That's good. Someone can do that for us anytime. That's fantastic news.
Yes, please.
Cheers to that guy. Amy, have you been to a lot of the concerts over the years, especially being in radio and such?
I've been to a decent amount.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Ever go backstage or anything like that? Interview some famous people? Do any of that stuff?
Yeah.
Like, got a name or no off the top of your head? I'm throwing you in the spot here, so.
Lady Antebellum, cool. Jason Aldean, wow. Luke Bryan.
Those are big.
Yeah.
Those are super big. I don't have any of that big.
Let me rephrase. I didn't actually go to the Luke Bryan concert.
Oh.
I met them all in Nashville. But so, you said interviews, so I'm talking to them and stuff.
Still,
so
you got to meet. That's still cool. That's still cool. I've met the Goo Goo Dolls. I've met Kiss. I've met Nickelback. And I know everyone always rolls their head about Nickelback.
You love Nickelback. I don't hate.
They are nice dudes, and they put on a hell of a show. I understand if you don't like their music, but go see it live, and you will be impressed. I'm just saying.
Oh, Parmalee also.
Parmalee.
Parmalee. Yep.
Cool. Flogamolly. Met my Flogamolly. Nice guys.
Oh, fun.
They're a lot of fun. I'm asking because I came across this clip of Puddle of Mud. Do you remember Puddle of Mud?
Yes.
Alternative band.
Yes.
They apparently still exist. They did a cover of Nirvana. And it might be the worst cover I've ever heard in my life. Like, legitimately the worst thing I've ever heard. And yeah.
Mm. Now, to be fair, I'm not a Nirvana fan.
Sure.
I mean, not that I'm not a fan. I just don't. That's not my genre.
Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't be able to tell just how bad it is. Will I be able to?
This is one of their most famous songs. So you
Smells Like Teen Spirit?
No, but it'll be the next one. So I want to play this. And then after that, I want to talk about the worst performer or band you've ever seen. Okay.
Okay.
But here's Puddle of Mud covering Nirvana recently.
Hang me out to dry.
Yeah.
Rain.
Wow.
In your life.
I'm gonna stop that now.
That's, but that doesn't sound right.
That was.
I, and I, Is the clip messed up? Because that doesn't even sound...
They skipped around to the parts of About a Girl by Nirvana that he really, really was bad. And
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like how it's supposed to.
But it didn't sound good, did it?
No. It sounded real bad.
So what's the worst band or performer you've ever seen? And it doesn't even have to be like bad.
Other than what?
It doesn't even have to be super bad. It could just be like
other than like drunk karaoke. Let's see, because most everything I've seen has been really great. How about Mariah Carey when she did? You know. I heard the voice. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It was some Christmas special. It was live on TV, and she sounded like my heart broke for her because I'm like, dream lover. Like, your voice. What happened?
Your heart broke. Mine swelled because I hate her with the fire of a thousand suns. I hate her.
I didn't say I liked her as a person necessarily. I'm sure she's a bit much.
Oh,
she's extra. She is the definition of extra.
Boy, is she ever. I just think she's the worst person that there is. I can't imagine a worse person.
Why?
Just because of everything she's done. Just her attitude, her diva-ness. And look, it's one thing to be a diva and rock it, but then there's her. And like Celine Dion's a diva, but she's not a pain in the ass. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but she used to be. Oh my God, she was glorious.
Ugh. Voice of a generation. Her and Whitney. My God. I mean, yes. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the talent isn't there. I'm just saying she is a trash bag of a human being. And she cuts to the core of me, Baxter. It's awful.
well, I've never met her, so I can't say.
Yeah.
Personally, but
yeah. One of the worst. That's bad. Shows I've ever been to, and it wasn't because it was bad, it just was so underwhelming, was Janet Jackson. She was at the Lakeview Amphitheater in Syracuse a couple years ago, and I was like second row, like I was right there. And
Jane Lackey?
And here's the thing, she didn't ask, she did all the old stuff, and you know, she did the dancing, but it was mostly lip synced, and you could tell. And it just, I don't know, man. It just was boring. I'm just like, okay.
Oh, that's sad.
And she, I don't know. And I mean, it's just one of those shows where like, I don't know. The other one was Kiss. I have a personal thing against Kiss because when I met them and it was the most overblown. People pay $1,000 to meet these bands. And now I didn't because of radio. But right, they'll pay $1,000. And really, sometimes you'll meet cool guys. Like Rob Thomas is one of the nicest guys in the entire world. If you meet Rob Thomas, oh my God. He'll talk with you. He'll at least take
Matchbox
a moment.
20?
Yeah, Matchbox 20 lead singer. Rob Thomas. He'll do solo. He'll do Matchbox 20, whatever. But if you meet him, he's the nicest guy. He'll at least make an effort to connect with you for a moment. You know, he's not going to give
That's
you forever,
nice.
But right. Nickelback, same thing. They made an effort to connect with us for a few moments, and that was nice of them. Kiss doesn't even talk to you. In fact, they tell you they will not talk to you. Do not talk to them. They will not respond to you, and they just pose for a picture, and you go on. And honestly, they could have been body doubles, and you wouldn't even know. And I'm not kidding.
That's crazy. They probably were body doubles.
Probably. It was the least personal thing. And then you get out there and you listen to them. And fine, if you like their music, they'll like the music. But all it was them just pushing you to their stuff. It's just, and I know that's how they made a living, and that's the whole thing. But their entire existence is to make money off of you, and they don't care a lick about their fans. And I just can't stand that. And look, I'm not discrediting. Look, they're Hall of Famers or whatever. They're all time great rock band. They have made millions. They're geniuses at it. Good for them. It's just not my thing, and I think it's tacky. So,
I have a big problem when superstars are not gracious to their fans, because the reason why you're where you are is because people love you.
Yeah.
So that's why I love Taylor Swift. I mean, say what you want about her, but she is wonderful to her fans.
She tries to be anyway. And you know why? She came from country. And that's the thing. The country bands, dude, they get it. They get it. And
the rock
bands, a lot of them just stink. They think that their crap don't smell. And
that's, yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Go to country shows. And I mean, they're gracious. They are humble. Even if they're not, they at least play the role. And that's not too much to ask. It's all a show.
Working for a country radio station, pop music is more my thing, but I do enjoy country quite a bit. But I really liked the feel of country music better because the musicians and the artists and the bands were thankful and grateful to the radio DJs for playing their stuff. And they, it seemed like such a cool kind of throwback to, you know, how it was probably like Wolfman Jack and stuff. Like DJs were famous in their own right. Like it was just, it's such a cool time. And yeah, pop's not really like that.
No, and neither is rock. And if you go backstage and meet these guys after a show, they got 2 seconds for you if you're lucky. You go backstage after a Miranda Lambert concert, she literally has a bar and makes you a drink, and that's a true story. She will make you a drink. She's a professional bartender, and she will make you a drink. That's how personal these guys get. So, yeah. I just thought that was something interesting. And that puddle of mud. Oh, my God, that puddle of mud. Friggin'.
That was really bad.
Please stop. Just don't. Amy, what did we learn on the show today?
I learned that Uber is giving away free rides to essential health care workers, which is outstanding because they are a big company.
Yeah, and that's good. They can get them to work and get them there safely. I learned Dinosaur Barbecue is not going to be delivering anytime soon because, well, like things like Uber Eats keep screwing up all their stuff. So, sorry, Uber, not to slam you there, but...
Uber Eats, not doing so hot. Actual Uber... outstanding.
Good for them. So that's what we learned in the show today. If there's something you want us to talk about, if there's something you want to say, do it on Facebook. Find us. Look up Mornings with Pat or Pat McMahon. You can find me out there as well. Do you have a public profile yet, Amy? People want the public profile of Amy.
Really?
Yeah.
Great that you are.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not yet.
No.
I don't want people to be overwhelmed with pictures of my children and like silly stuff like that.
They want to see all the stuff. They want to live inside your skin.
Okay. It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
Work on that, Amy.
Okay.
So they can do that because that's not weird at all. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thanks, guys.
Bye.